Have you always known that you're on a soul path? And have you wondered how to gain real insight into the steps along your own unique journey? Welcome everyone, I'm Sara Main, and thank you for joining me on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. I'm so glad to have you along. Dhammayanti means peace and calm. Dhammayanti sheds a light for your soul through the wisdom that shines in the universal language of Sanskrit. Dhammayanti is the show that speaks to your soul, connects with your soul, and enriches your soul. Join me now on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, and be inspired and uplifted by the beautiful light of this profound, timeless wisdom. Welcome everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Dhammayanti, the show for your soul with me, Sara Main, and it's wonderful to have you along. And today we're talking about the power of good company, the power of good company. And good company is a powerful and transformative energy, and it's actually essential on our soul path. Being in good company lifts you up, and being good company for others lifts others up. So being in good company lifts you up, and being good company for others lifts them up, lifts others up. And we're going to look at good company and take it from the point of view of what Sanskrit says. And Sanskrit talks about satsanga. Satsanga is the transformative power of good company. And there's a traditional proverb that says, no road is long with good company. No road is long with good company. So in Sanskrit, the word for good company is sat sanga. It's a compound word, sat and sanga, sat sanga. And company can be understood at different levels. It can be understood at the company of people, obviously, just the physical manifest other people. And then, but consider now other levels within ourselves of the company of our thoughts. Our thought, we keep company with our thoughts all the time. We keep company with our feelings. And we also have the company of the connection with our soul, our spirit, our true being. So just consider company in all these different levels. And sat, sangha. Sangha is a gathering. And sat is that which is true, pure, can also mean knowledge. So let's first consider company with people. So this is the most obvious manifest level in our lives. People, other people, people other than ourselves, right? And in the context of the soul path and spiritual journey, satsanga is the company of like-minded people. And these are people, if you take sat, which means knowledge and truth, these are people intent on freedom and waking up to higher consciousness. So remember, sat means truth or knowledge, and sangha means a gathering, a community, literally a coming together. So sat sangha in Sanskrit literally means a gathering of the wise, the truthful, and the knowledgeable. So people who are good company are ones that leave others uplifted, happier, lighter, brighter, stronger, more positive. That's good company. They encourage their companions. They're enthusiastic for their companions. They offer a helping hand when there's the occasional misstep. So people who are truly good company are seekers of higher wisdom. They are on their soul path. So to be one who is truly good company, we also need to pay attention to not only the physical company that we keep, but the mental company we keep, the emotional company we keep, the emotional, the emotional company we keep, and the thoughts and feelings that we dwell with all the time. So I just want to press pause on that thought for a moment and just say that, of course, going throughout the day, we're not going to be necessarily checking in on whether someone's on some spiritual inner path and whether you're good company or you're not. I'm not implying that at all. What I'm saying is that at some point, in ideally a regular pulse, if that's possible, you need to have the company of like-minded souls who are interested in what you're interested in. And you need to find that, because it's not always that available. I've done other shows and I've talked about this, where you're going along through life with a group of friends, and then something in you, for whatever reason, awakens and you start getting interested in, you know, spiritual matters or soul path, or you start following other things, and your friends aren't that interested in it. And all of a sudden, they're still your friends, and yet you've got this other whole dimension, and you feel a bit of a disconnect with them that wasn't there before. And then when you find other people who similarly have this other interest, this sort of spiritual interest in soul matters, higher energy, higher awareness, inner work, inner development, you have this whole area of common interest and like-mindedness that you don't have with people that were your friends and still are your friends at a level. But now there's these other dimensions, and you need to find people who are interested in that, and you're good company for them and they're good company for you. And you do need that. You need that support in the journey, in your soul path, in your inner journey. But it may not be that you're with them all the time. Great if that's the case. But you certainly, otherwise there's an incredible feeling of aloneness. And certainly in the initial period, you need that sort of regular support. So let's get back to one who is truly good company needs to pay attention not only to the physical company that they keep, but the mental company that we keep, the emotional company we keep. So what thoughts and feelings do we keep company with most of the day? Are they positive, life-enhancing, higher vibration thoughts and feelings? Because whatever we pay attention to is the inner company that we're keeping. And my teacher told us that it was almost impossible to act badly when we are in good company, truly good company. He said it's almost impossible to act badly when we're in good company. And it's equally difficult to act well in really bad company. It's difficult if we're ever in really bad company. So that is the power of good company. Satsanga is therefore considered one of the most powerful forces in the universe, this gathering together. So company can literally rule our lives. And certainly for children, company rules your life, rules their lives. That's why for parents to make sure the children are in good company, that the teacher is good company for that child every day, because they spend a lot of time with the teacher when they're at school, and that they learn about a positive attitude, how to develop a positive attitude within themselves, how to have the good company of uplifting thoughts and feelings. They need to be taught that. They need to be shown that and experience that, so that they grow up having that good company within themselves, and that they are good company for others. There's a story my husband actually adapted. It's a very traditional Eastern story, Indian story, and he adapted it in his book on the journey to liberation called Seven Steps to Freedom, my husband Gilbert Mayne. And it's a long story, but starts off with Narada, and he's a heavenly being devoted to the divine god Vishnu, and he goes to him and asks him a question. He said, I've heard the wise extol the power and mystery of satsanga, good company. Can you please explain it to me? And Vishnu smiles and says, look, this is a really deep question. I can't answer it myself, but I know someone who can. He says, go to Earth, go to the sacred plain of Kurukshetra, and you'll find a large tamarind tree, and on a branch of the tree you'll find a worm. Yes, you heard it correctly, a worm. Put your question to the worm. So Narada's completely mystified, but he hurries off to do that, goes down to earth, finds the worm on the tamarind tree, greets him politely, and he said, Vishnu has sent me. I've got a question. can you tell me the power of satsanga? And as soon as the worm hears the question, he shivers and shakes and falls down dead. Narada is so shocked, he quickly returns to heaven and reports this to Vishnu. And Vishnu says, oh, this is a bit strange. Oh, give me some time to think about it. So a few weeks later, Vishnu calls Narada and says, okay, I've got the answer. Go down to earth and this time find there's this beautiful parrot with colourful plumage and ask your question to the parrot and perhaps he can solve the mystery. So Narada eagerly heads off, finds the parrot, puts the question to him, and the same thing happens. The parrot, upon hearing the question, shivers and shakes and falls off the branch, the twig, and drops down dead. So, you know, this freaks out Narada completely. He rushes back to Vishnu in the heavenly realm and says, you know, this is terrible. You know, the worm and the parrot have both dropped dead at my question. You know, what do I do? And Vishnu looks a bit puzzled and he says, look, let me think about this. So a few months later, he summons him again and he said, right, I've got a place where you can go back to earth. There's a newly born calf and go and find that newly born calf and put your question. So Narada goes and does that, puts the question to the calf, having bowed to the calf because calves are sacred, and he says, puts his question, and sure enough, the calf, you know, and you're not meant to harm calves, they're sacred. So, whoops, he puts the question and sure enough, you guessed it, the calf drops down dead. So now he's absolutely mortified. So he spends years going around the earth, serving the wise, comforting the grief-stricken, teaching the inquisitive and spreading great love across the face of the earth, and showing his love of his divine God Vishnu on earth. And he's doing this to cleanse himself of the sin that he feels he's incurred because of especially with the calf dropping dead. So he goes back to Vishnu eventually feeling that he can be forgiven. And Vishnu says, oh, okay, this time go to, there's this righteous king and queen in this palace. Go there and they've got a five-year-old son, the prince, the crown prince. Put the question to him. So Vishnu is really worried, but he goes, he greets the king and queen. He said, look, Narada sent me. I have a question for your son. And he tells them the story about the worm, the parrot, and the newborn calf. And the parents say, well, look, our son's only five, but if Vishnu sent you, then it'll be all right. Everyone has to pass from this world. We trust Vishnu. So that the boy is summoned and to the meeting hall, and he says, and the boy runs to the feet of Narada and says, at last you've come. I've been waiting 5 years to sit at your feet. Narada's completely dumbfounded. I don't understand. He said, I've come here to ask you about satsanga from the god Vishnu. And the boy laughed with delight and he said, and he points at Narada and he says, you are the power of satsanga. You are the good company. And Narada says, what do you mean? And he said, years ago, I was born as a worm, doomed to spend innumerable births as a lowly creature. And then you came along and in your holy presence, I was freed from that instantly. And then the same happened as a parrot and then the calf. And now you've come, you've freed me, your very presence freed me. And so here you are once more. I'm so delighted. And at last Narada, the boy was fine. And at last Narada felt comprehension dawn and he finally understood the transformative power of satsanga. So that's the end of the story. And you're thinking, what the? But this story, of course, is an allegory and it's not about literally talking worms and parrots. So we're going to take a break. And then after the break, I'm going to unpack this rather perplexing story. So we'll see you after the break. Excuse me, did you say Sanskrit? Yes, absolutely. Sanskrit is the language of the universe. The word Sanskrita means pure and perfectly formed. When we're still, open and receptive, we may hear a still small voice within. We feel a simple resonance with this universal language, and we just know that the voice is true. That inner voice speaks to us in a language that is always pure and perfectly formed. It's Sanskrita that speaks to us out of the silence. Sanskrit is also the name of a language that is found in dictionaries and great works of profound wisdom. It's the closest reflection of that perfect universal language. Study of this powerful language can lead us to an understanding of that perfect inner voice. Join me, Sara Main, on Dhammayanti, the show for your soul, where we discover this true inner voice of the soul together. And check out my website, dhammayanti.store.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to Dhammayanti, the show for your soul. And today we're talking about the power of good company, the transformative power of satsanga in Sanskrit, good company, and how essential it is really to have some connection with good company, with like-minded people when you're on your soul path. So before the break, I was telling you about this rather perplexing story, and this story is an allegory, of course, about Narada under the guidance of his lord and master Vishnu. Of course, this is an Indian story written in Sanskrit, but in translation. This story is an allegory, of course, and it's not talking about talking worms and parrots, and these aren't to be taken literally. But what is the story telling us? So let's unpack it so that we can learn a bit about it. So the story's indicating that the death of each of these creatures in the story is actually a symbol of us letting go of the things that hold us back in our life. And it tells of the power of good company to transform us. And transform us from our ordinary condition to a state of higher wisdom. So this is really interesting. So each of this, the worm, the parrot, the calf, and each one in the presence of Narada, he is the good company. And that allowed the limitations to be let go of. And we find that when we're in good company ourselves, habits that aren't so helpful, if we're in really good company, habits that we know are not so positive, and we all have them, we have a sort of light and shade within ourselves, if we're honest, we're not so plagued by them in really good company. We can let them go. We're freed from them. That is the power of good company. It doesn't mean we don't have to do the inner work, but when we're in that good company, we're often freed from them. And as the story indicates, they literally sort of drop off like they're falling down dead. And this allows us to ascend from our ordinary condition to a state of higher awareness, higher wisdom. I mean, just a simple example is those of you that, say, grew up with your grandmother or grandfather or someone you really respected, you found you watched your language and your behavior. It made you super aware, and there were just certain things you just wouldn't say or just wouldn't do out of love and respect for that person or your grandmother or your grandfather. You just wouldn't do it. And it's literally like those less useful, unhelpful habits just fall away. And that's illustrated metaphorically by the worm and the parrot, rather colourful examples dropping dead. It's a great story. Children love it. But these stories in these great epics and wisdom traditions are not just designed for children, because often we'll forget the message of a story, but we'll remember the story. But the wisdom is there, and it's gone in and it's gone deep. It's like something that's a bit sweet. the message is quite direct, but it's sweetened by the story, and it carries past our logical mind, our thinking mind, which can discount things and block things, and it goes straight into the heart. And so that's the power of stories, and that's why I tell you the story, because there might be something in that slightly weird story, weird to our sensibilities, but it might sort of twig your memory about good company and the power of good company and being good company for others yourself. And remember, good company lifts people up, leaves them feeling stronger and more positive, and reminded of their potential, that everyone has something to give. So I can attest to the truth of good company in my own life. Friends and companions, like-minded friends and companions, had a profound effect on me in my own spiritual path for understanding and knowledge. And in the story, the mere presence of a good person devoted to truth and higher wisdom, in this case Narada, was enough to help someone on their spiritual journey. Narada had a burning question that arose from his spiritual inquiry, and he went to a trustworthy source of wisdom and put that question to him. The spiritual teacher in this case was the god Vishnu, and rather than answer directly, he sent him on a quest, and the fruits of this quest gave Narada an understanding of the answer that mere words might not have conveyed. So Vishnu represents one form of good company, the loving, wise guide who carefully shows the student, the person who asks, the path to higher wisdom. And Narada, being a good student, a good follower, perplexed by an aspect of higher wisdom, engaged in persistent, focused inquiry. And this is another powerful form of satsanga. This is good company that transformed the soul who journeyed from worm to prince. So there's a practical tip that's twofold, but before I get into this, let's talk about Damayanti. So if you want to know more about Damayanti, if you go to my website, damayanti.store, damayanti.store, excuse me, there's spiritual jewelry there that there's a store, and I sell spiritual jewelry that act as a energetic reminder of great and powerful messages to keep you connected with yourself, to stay connected, to stay grounded. And this is a real act. It's like the jewelry, this reminder can be my way of being good company for you as you go around the day, go through your day, your week, go to work with your family. To have that energetic reminder is like having good company with you. And there's Sanskrit on it, just a Sanskrit word, but it has a meaning. And we've got 8 collections. So there's jewelry with prema, love, and shakti, divine energy, and abhayam, fearlessness. There's 8 of them. And they're just examples. And there's my book, and there's a whole show archive. You can listen to other shows that I've done. There's a blog with some really good examples of good company in the knowledge that's in the blog. And I'm on social media, Facebook and Instagram, and also these shows appear on YouTube. And you can get in touch, and there's an email on my website as well. So go to my website and spend some time there, because that's also, I'm intending that Damayanti be a place of good company for you, for your soul. Because I'm of like mind with you, and I understand the soul path, and you need that on your soul path. So let Damayanti be good company for you, be satsanga for you. And the best place to start is with my website, damayanti.store. So let's get on to practical tips for good company. So it's twofold. First, seek out the company of those who, in Rumi, who was a poet, he said, have become desirous of the good. So seek out the company of those who are like-minded, those who are focused on attaining higher consciousness. All right, so that's tip number one, seek out people. And you do have to seek. You have to find them. I was talking to a young woman earlier this year, and due to circumstances within her family, they'd had a shock, and it sort of woken her to there's something more to life. And she started reading and asking me what podcast can I listen to, what can I read. She started searching, she's reading books, she's asking questions, and all of a sudden her friends, and they're still good friends with her, but she had to find other people because she could talk to about this and feel companionship with other people who are like-minded and understood. And that is a natural part of this ascension into higher energy, higher wisdom. So that's tip number one, is seek out good company, like-minded company. The second aspect is to be good company for others, for you to be good company for others. So that can be done in such simple ways. Express your gratitude for the good you experience to others in simple ways. Be aware of the needs of others and lend a helping hand. I'm sure you do, but that's being good company. Make the effort to be awake, aware, and attentive. Do that inner work, and especially when you're with friends and family and colleagues. Focus on them. Focus on what they're saying and what they need. Give full attention to them. So being good company is in the simple things in life. It's being hospitable, hospitality, a friendly smile, a kind word. And if anyone asks, you can also share your insights and understandings with others who are also looking for wisdom. So in these ways, you can be best company of all for people. And you're good company for yourself, you keep good company within yourself, and you're good company for others. So to wrap up, remember, what we pay attention to is what we're keeping company with. So be discerning of the company we keep within ourselves, especially mental and emotional company. And be good company, be satsanga for others, and leave others happier, uplifted, and more positive. And that can be done so simply. And the main way is through being present and aware. Praise others rather than pull them down. Lend a hand as well. And uplift and raise yourself. Do that as well. And so good luck. As always, good luck. And let's finish with some beautiful Sanskrit. And I think this is a real example of good company. It's a prayer for all. May all be happy. May all be without disease. May all see only good things, auspicious things, and none be in misery of any sort. May peace and peace and peace be everywhere. And let that be the wish for everyone. It's certainly my wish for you. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinah, Sarve Santu Niramayah, Sarve Bhadrarni Pashantu, Ma Kashchiddu Kabhag Bhavet. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Thank you for spending time with me on Damayanti, the show for your soul. To find out more about Damayanti or to get my book, Conscious Confidence, Use the Wisdom of Sanskrit to Find Clarity and Success, or to purchase my range of beautiful spiritual jewellery, go to my website, damayanti.store. That's damayanti.store. damayanti.store. See you next time.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.